shit about that, because that's what niggas do. But what I'm not going to tolerate is you going up at your sisters. You want to fight Miranda. You want to fight Mariah. You want to fight Beanie. You want to fight Quay. You want to do all that tough guy shit. Then you disrespecting your mama. You telling your mama, fuck her. You telling your grandmama, fuck her. You talking all that shit. I done gave you pass after pass after fucking pass. Every time you say, I'm going to do right, Dad. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You turn right around 2 weeks later, nigga, and do the same shit over and fucking over again. I keep, yes, fucking you, nigga. Yes, you. Then you want to talk that tough shit to me, talking about, yeah, on God, you'll whoop me, you can do this, you want to fade or whatever. So here I am. Here, get your fade. Get your fade, my nigga.
Ooh. That's right, Posse.
This is what I do, nigga. That's what I do. Since you want to be grown, I'm going to treat you like you're grown. I'm going to treat you like you're grown, nigga. Let's get it. Let's get it, nigga. That's what I want.
Ooh,
that's
fuck
what
some
I
shit.
That's exactly what I want. Come on now,
let's get it.
Let's get it, nigga.
God damn.
Let's get it.
Let's get it,
goddamn. You told me you wanted it with me, nigga. You wanted it with me, nigga.
Come on, man,
take
it on, nigga.
And you gonna clean this house up, nigga.
That's right, and you gonna clean this house up, nigga. That's right.
You ain't gonna disrespect your mom. You're not gonna disrespect your sisters. You're not gonna disrespect me or nobody, motherfucker. You hear me, nigga? You hear me? Nigga, I will kill your motherfucking ass, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Come on now. There ain't no come off.
You believe that now? Come on.
Goddamn right, I believe.
I'm blasting you on my sister, bro.
Yeah, you ain't got no business doing none of that.
I'm blasting you on my sister, bro.
You got no business doing none of that,
nigga. I'm blasting you on my sister, bro.
What I say?
Come on, what I'm blasting you on my sister,
bro. What I say, nigga?
That my sister.
Shut the fuck up when I'm talking.
Woo! Shut the fuck up when I'm talking.
And get the fuck out of here.
Woo!
Before we begin, right? Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles podcast. Strap on your goddamn chin strap extra fucking tight. See, I'm different than these other motherfuckers. Kicking that WNBC, that Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, Tommy Sotomayor style of podcasting. Here, ignorance at its motherfucking finest is guaranteed, right? But before we begin, I really want to thank my adversaries, my haters, you cocksuckers, you nut-hugging ass motherfuckers. Look, by now, you should know, motherfucker, no nigga can do it better. Without further ado, bitch, on my motherfucking mama, I present to you the Wingman Chronicles. Shouts out to my niggas. Hey, Smokey, what's today?
Oh, you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Them hoes. Let's talk about them hoes. Let's talk about them hoes.
Nigga. Well, fuck it. Let's. This bitch is going viral.
Let's see them hoes in this house. Let's see them hoes in this house.
I feel like being like sexual and shit, like, I don't see nothing wrong with that because, baby, I got 3 kids. And I mean, I got these kids from sucking and fucking. At the end of the day,
hell, that's what that was.
Like these people say, like, honestly, I liberate a lot of hoes. You feel me? When I hear Cardi talk about popping some pussy, me and my bitches is witty. Like, that liberate us because it's like, fuck you, self-respect as hoes. Cause how y'all got self-respect? Like, I don't think y'all got self-respect like that. Cause first of all, you supposed to tax these niggas. That's self-respect.
You supposed to tax these niggas?
All right, nigga.
Where Tyrone at, nigga? Where Tyrone at? Where Tyrone at?
Nigga, what the fuck you got going on here? God damn! Fuck it, nigga, I got next and shit, nigga, god damn! That's right, Tyrone. Hit that shit, nigga. Hit that shit, nigga. Y'all niggas is crazy. Mr. Cherry, that's you?
Yeah, Queso. Hold on. You're throwing my concentration off.
God damn, nigga. I'm just gonna wait my motherfucking turn, nigga. God damn. Handle that shit, nigga. Wait, Mr. Chain, nigga, don't be eating these bitches' pussy, nigga. Don't be eating these bitches' pussy.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay, so I just had to go downtown.
Y'all niggas gonna have to move out the way, nigga. Shit, one of y'all bitches gonna have to suck my motherfucking dick. That's right, nigga. That's right, nigga. He's showing off. That's right, Tyrone. He's gonna show off, nigga. Nigga, we fucking these hoes, nigga. Take it, bitch.
First of all, let's just break it down and start from the real deal.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What the hell is prostitution?
Okay, that's real.
Okay, cool.
An exchange of services.
But for
what?
For money.
What kind of services?
Ass. Fucking for money.
Service. Ass and mouth. I'm too vocal.
Sexual favors.
Okay, this is after
for money.
Monetized.
Now, the different levels to prostitution.
Okay, there's levels to this shit.
And I have spoken in front of many
hoes.
Hoes. Bougie.
Hoes.
Intellectual.
Hoes.
Doctorate and degreed up
hoes.
Audiences.
Hoes.
As well as I've broken it all the way down to the people on the corner.
Figueroa.
And just to let you know, God has privileged me to have been in all of these different spaces at some point in my life time. Now, I can't tell you how many people I've even asked, what does a prostitute look like? And they'll describe the girl walking down the street in high heel shoes, half naked, da 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 da.
It's your coworker.
But let me ask you about the woman who was not in love with her mate that just so happened to be filthy rich.
Gold digger.
We know those women to be gold diggers.
Facts.
Interesting.
Marry the money.
Yeah.
In hopes of a financial blessing in a relationship that actually started out and ends up in a relationship.
Can you make a payment? That coochie is the liquid. Cause you was trying to play me. I call for you to make a payment. That coochie is the liquid. Cause you was trying to play me. This will clip up your credit. So listen what I said it. Cause you was trying to play me. I know that that Gucci is delinquent. You need to make a payment so we connect your service. Come on now. Can you make a payment? That Gucci is delinquent. Cause you was trying to play me.
Hey, look, nigga, I'm gonna tell you something. Nigga, so far, this is a good
ass female fuckery. Let me tell you ladies something. Like the sister said, y'all don't like being corrected. Even she was coming to grips of what Kev was saying. See, y'all gotta listen up. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of correction. In case you didn't know who it was, this is Breeza from Feeling the Breeze. My nigga MK bringing you that female fuckery. Because sometimes you ladies ain't shit. Now let's get back to the Chronicles. Good shit, nigga.
The winter is the long night.
It's coming.
And the long night is coming for a lot of, in this case, modern women. Because far too many modern women have this mindset.
What mindset?
Okay. I've got time. Far too many modern women have the mindset of it's not going to be that bad. But I want to talk to the women who are trying to get to the fortress of House Samuels, House Stark, to prepare, because you can't be out on the countryside when the winter comes.
The good brother Kevin Samuels is using the Game of Thrones for a reference, House Stark, a house of protection, right? Because it's a cold, cold winter. In the Games of Thrones, that winter will last for fucking years. It's a cold world outside, right?
Is many of you modern women have been out here. And I'm going to use some words right now.
Let's get it.
Running up bills.
Running up bills.
One out of three women surveyed admit going out to dinner with the men that they had no sexual interest in. They were not interested in. They just wanted a meal.
Kevin, well, goddamn, bro. That shit sure did happen to me a couple of motherfucking times. I was a victim of the okie doke.
Where they're swallowing some DNA.
Whoa! Oh. I'm fucking done.
Demonetized.
Happy. It doesn't matter. Now the illegal.
What's after the weather? I want to hear what's after whether it's swallowing DNA or what. What's the other?
No.
I want to hear that.
Nigga.
That's why.
That bitch is, nigga. That bitch is getting her Kevin Samuel on, nigga. I applaud that chick. She getting her Kevin Samuel on. Yes.
All over social media, there were guys on social media speaking on the same thing in the manosphere. Male content creators speaking on the same things that Kevin Samuels is talking about 5-10 years ago. Even though Kevin Samuels was in a way, but it was guys more popular than Kevin Samuels a year ago. And what happened is, those women that are complaining, they ignored those guys because they weren't popular enough. Oh, you're not worth my time. Oh, you only got 20,000 subscribers. So these women have heard these guys speak before. But see, now, they can't deny Kevin Samuels because men have pushed him. See, men come together. Men come together. And what happens is, see, the face of black men is Tyrone Pookie and Ray Ray and thugs and gangsters. And look, I'm cool with, I'm from the hood. So I'm cool with gangsters and, you know, thugs. But that's been the face of the black community. So that's what you're looking at today. A lot of women are upset because they're like, hold on. Because you can't, most women will say, oh, nobody's watching these videos. You only got 300 views. And see, they can't do that anymore. This is a guy who's got 500,000, 500,000 videos on the regular. And they can't deny it, especially when he's speaking facts and you have thousands, tens of thousands of women vouching for him. And see, this is why women are mad. You know, like they say, a lot of these women do not like accountability, and that's true, because the women have always controlled the narrative. They can't control the narrative anymore.
Hey, Big Head, I've talked to many of men, and they're like, yeah, I got my list of women, I know who's coming back, and they think they're gonna come back, And ain't like there's a balance, dude. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. If you want us to extend you some more credit, what we gonna need you to do is just like how many of you people in credit repair? You got some pussy credit repair that needs to be done with these guys. You got some coochie credit repair that needs to be done with these guys.
Oh,
and
my
you're
going
to have to make a lump sum of coochie payments, a lump sum of sloppy toppy or whatever to get back to zero.
You gotta make a payment. I know you owe. You gotta make a payment. And I know you gotta make a payment. Cause bitch, you owe. You owe.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you delinquent all the scams. Late, you're late, your bill due. You gotta make a payment. Yeah, you gotta make a payment. Yeah, for us. To cut all your service, you gotta do it, cause we deserve it, a payment. Or you gon' make a payment, yeah. You been holding out, girl, you know that you up. Shit, look at your credit score low, you know what, you know what. So sloppy toppy or some vagina, but man, we consider it as credit. Yeah, you amnesiatic, you forget it, I know. Yeah, I'm going deep cause I gotta get what that you owe to me, I know. And let's make a coochie payment, make your coochie payment, make your coochie payment, I know. Your shit been late, your shit been late, your shit been late, yo girl, I know. You gotta make a coochie payment, you know what I'm saying, a nigga ain't playing, I know. You trying to avoid the deposit, but I need the shit right there to cut back on your service. So make a coochie payment, and make a coochie payment, and make a coochie payment. Come on, and make a coochie payment, and make a coochie payment. Make a coochie payment. Make another deposit. You delinquent, girl. You thought you was gonna check up out this goddamn life. But I'm making deposit. I'm here to kick the knowledge I know. You need to make a payment. You hear what I'm saying? A nigga ain't playing, I know. You gotta make a deposit. You know what I'm saying? Let's use it so knowledge I know.
Cerebral News. What's up, Breezer? Yeah, man, it's hot like lava out here, brother. It's hot like lava, brother. It's like 115 degrees out here, brother. You can take you some damn ribs or steaks or chicken or whatever you like and put them on the damn concrete. Within about 5 or 10 minutes, you got it. It's already well done, brother. Breezer, what's up, brother? Yes, brother. Cerebral News. What's up? Cerebral News, you know I'm crazy as cat shit, brother. I can't help it, brother. But I have to keep this energy going so y'all can put this on your podcast.
Man, I feel it. I'm high as a motherfucker. Oh, Lord, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Oh, Lord. Wingman Chronicles, you already know. Man, fuck this goddamn job. I can't get a goddamn payment for none of these motherfucking raggedy-ass bitches. Raggedy-ass bitches. Yeah, I said it. You know you feel like that, Jefferson? Come on, that's a damn shame.
Damn, I've been working here 27 motherfucking minutes. And I've been calling half of the goddamn globe, and none of these bitches want to make a motherfucking pussy payment. I look on the computer, I look at their shit. They in collections. They in debt. They keep running away. Your ass up here got me calling these damn bitches, asking them to make a motherfucking payment. You know these bitches don't give a fuck about making no goddamn payments. I'm gonna sit my ass down here. I'm gonna try this shit for the next 15 motherfucking minutes. If I don't get no damn bitch on the line making a motherfucking payment, I'm leaving this motherfucking bitch right here, right now. God damn it. It made no goddamn sense.
Nigga, that goddamn interlude, nigga. That shit was fucking gold, nigga. That shit had me crying laughing, nigga. Suck you my dick. Good shit, nigga. Good shit. All that shit, nigga. Good show, nigga. Good show.
Suck you my dick.
Dude, that's funny, nigga.
All right, we came back to go to a commercial break. All right, now, since you read that, that's where my response is. Huh? I ain't gonna let the nigga know that he done made an error.
Right.
So to that banging, I'm like, nigga, you sure yourself? I mean, you like totally sure yourself. So and, keep feeling that. I'm like, keep thinking that way.
And but, it all leads back to ACC.
Facts. No, why?
How did he get the address?
Thank you.
How did he get the address? Thank
you, because you know something.
I know something.
Right. So I'm like, oh nigga, you bitch ass nigga. You gave that nigga my address. So it's like y'all both in cahoots, yeah. Nigga. Y'all both been talking, nigga.
Yeah, because see, he heard that nigga. All right, Cino heard them episodes, nigga, when we were saying everything and shit. He let Larry hear that shit.
Nigga, that nigga hit me up on YouTube and shit. I was like, okay. All right. And then he took a step even further because I was like, nigga, I was talking my shit. Nigga, I'm going to talk my motherfucking shit. He figured, okay, nigga, I'm going to hit you up, nigga. Nigga, it's like, nigga, like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or something. Nigga, my phone is going off and shit.
And that's the type of shit that Cino would do.
Nigga, and then the text messages go from, hey, I need to talk to you to that shit.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I, nigga, on my motherfucking mama, nigga. nigga, my he was like, you okay? I was like, oh, okay, nigga. I went to the car, nigga, rolled up a cigarette, nigga, called that damn number back. Nigga didn't give that nigga a chance to even talk.
That's right, nigga.
Even talk. I was like, nigga, you threatening me, nigga? Oh, no, just talk like, no. I was like, look, nigga, let me tell you something, nigga. and I'm only going to say this shit once, nigga. Fuck, I was like, do you know, I know where your brother live at.
Yeah, let's break it down, nigga.
Right. I was like, nigga, you bring your ass over here, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the job, see what happens.
It's all gonna lead back to that nigga.
See what happens. See, it's some other shit too on there. I was like, hey, look.
Uh-oh.
There's so many different levels. There's legal prostitution and illegal prostitution.
What's legal prostitution?
Legal prostitution is when you're married and you say yes and you exchange money or monetary things such as cars, clothes, jewelry, meals.
Damn hot, brother. I gotta get me some damn Smirnoff Green Apple to calm my fucking nerves down. Shit, brother. I gotta get some Green Apple Smirnoff on ice with a touch of lemonade, brother, to cool my damn thoughts and cool my mind, brother. I feel like my brain's on fire. Every time I go outside, I say, man, shit. It's hot like cat shit. It's hot like lava. Shit, brother. Cerebral news. Ha!
Basically, I wasn't ready at the time to be in a relationship.
You were ready to be in marriage or relationship?
Well, marriage, because he was ready to, you know. And so I cheated a lot in the beginning. Okay. And then I ended up leaving him after the 10 years because he cheated once and I couldn't get over it. And I haven't been able to get a solid relationship since then.
Shouts out to the motherfucking Breezer, nigga. Shouts out to my dog. Shouts out to the Breezer. One more again.
At the time to be in a relationship.
You were ready to be in marriage or relationship?
Well, marriage, because he was okay. Ready to, you know. And so I cheated a lot in the beginning.
Okay. You cheated a lot in the beginning.
And then I ended up leaving him after the 10 years because he cheated once and I couldn't get over it. And I haven't been able to get a solid relationship since.
Okay. Oh my God. Let's listen. Shouts out to you, Breezy. It gets deeper.
And I don't know. This means
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have two.
Were they from the guy in the 10-year relationship?
Yes, I planned the child with him and everything because I felt bad, you know, about how...
No, I'm just trying to understand. Mm-hmm. Both of the children you have from him?
You felt bad.
Oh, no, I had a child after I left him.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you were together with him from age 20, from what to what?
Now, she is a very pretty red bone. It's very pretty. But you know, here on the Wee Man Chronicles, that don't mean a goddamn thing.
Oh, my God.
Shh. Let's get it.
20 to 30, I guess?
30, and you're how old? 32?
Yeah.
So you had a child with him and then a child after him.
Yes. The child after him was like a revenge thing. I was upset. Yeah.
Okay,
and
right.
I had
a revenge thing. She was upset.
Oh my God!
His cousin.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait. Who'd you fuck?
Yes.
Who'd you fuck?
The child after him was like a revenge thing.
But who did you fuck?
Yeah. And I had a child by his cousin.
Jesus.
His motherfucking cousin. Let's give the cousin a round of applause. God damn. Kept it in the family. You had a baby because you fucked his cousin. Ooh, I know that shit is fucked up in that damn relationship. Let's get it. Let's listen to some more.
Question is what?
My question is, I'm trying not to be salty towards like all men. And I'm trying
to... Why should you be salty? I mean, ma'am, no disrespect, but what you just said is you told a story where you were a young woman dealing with a man who had you, and for 10 years, you were fucking around. He cheats one time.
No, not the whole 10 years.
It doesn't matter. 10 years, 3 years, 5 years, you were cheating a lot.
Yeah.
He cheats one time, then you decide to get salty and leave. And
hey, Breezer, my nigga, I told you, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, nigga. Don't feel bad. She was already cheating.
Then you leave, and then on the way out, you screw his cousin and have a baby with him.
But it's not like his
blood. And I'm just getting the story right, ma'am.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to figure out how not to get salty with men. That's basically what you said.
Well, yeah, I don't think I explained it right, but...
The facts are right. The facts are right.
The facts are right, yeah.
Okay, then why should you even be in a relationship with anybody?
I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out. I need to just work on myself right now, baby.
Well, I mean, do you have a son or a daughter?
My son is 11, and my daughter is...
Okay, so if your son came in and said, hey, Mom... You know the woman I've been with for 10 years? Yeah. the mother of my child, yeah. She's been cheating on me for 4 or 5 years in the relationship, and I just took it. And then one time I slipped and cheated on her. She decides to leave me and took my kid with me.
Yeah.
On the way out the door, she fucked my cousin and got pregnant by him.
I feel like if he didn't want to stay with me in the midst of the cheating, he should have left me. Man, he stayed
Where's your father at?
They're still with my mom. They're still married.
Mm-hmm. And how many siblings do you have?
I have 2 sisters and 1 brother.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, the way you describe this, you're a horrible person.
I'm working on it.
No, you're not. You're still making excuses on this call. You said that if he didn't want to stay with me after cheating, he should have left. You have absolutely no accountability.
Facto, Kev Sam. I done had it happen to me. They just being smart. Like, well, it was your damn problem that you were staying with me. All right. Why you always fucking calling this shit? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. It's the motherfucking okie doke. But there's more here on the Weed Man Chronicles. That right there was a dedication to my nigga Breezer and shit. Nigga, don't feel bad that you went out there and fucked around, nigga. It was a long time coming. And it felt good. I'm proud of you, nigga.
Nigga, I am 31 minutes and 16 seconds into this motherfucker, and my ass is laughing like a motherfucker over here. Hold up, nigga. I know I don't have that much time before this motherfucker end, but nigga, we are gonna get this shit a motherfucking applause as soon as I get my shit together, nigga. Yes, nigga. Excellent, nigga. Listen up, niggas. Listen up. We better get that shit an applause. Where that shit at? There it is. Yes, nigga. Good shit. This is feeling the breeze. We better get back to the Wingman Chronicles. Y'all just got school. Y'all getting school by home, shit. Y'all niggas better listen up.
And now we have Cutty Moo, Big Moo, with a Cerebral News. Bad Glorious, let's get it.
Back with more Cerebral News. It seems like young Farrell is spazzing out of control. He said that he's the greatest intellect on the planet Earth. Huh? Sound like some Umar Johnson bullshit. Dude, whatever you smoking, get off them fucking shrooms or whatever the fuck you doing. Get back to reality, brother, please. And these baby mamas are getting in his ass. God damn. Cerebral News. This shit is crazy, brother. Damn. Nice. Young Farrell spazzing out. Kev Gills is celebrating, thinking that Kwame is off the YouTube algorithm.
But Kwame's
still there. It just stopped him because he can't talk about gays and Charlamagne and stuff. But he said he's got his own podcast coming. Mama's Cooking coming soon. He's still going to be on YouTube. He's not going nowhere. We're not going nowhere. That's what he said. We're bad boys for life.
Facts. Oh, Kev. Oh, man. I'll talk about you later. You doing that shit with views, homie.
Yeah, the YouTube street is on fire, brother. It's on fire like a moon, brother. It's hot in the South. I don't know how it is over in the West Coast. I know it's hot in here in the East Coast. Shit. I need me by 2 girls with pound cakery feeding me lemon juice and strawberries. And rubbing my head and fanning my head. Shit. I need that damn consolation prize. I need that pancake recipient. God damn. Cerebral News, brother. Ha ha.
Shit. I can roll a blunt better than bitches in a van. Now, I know Willie don't let you smoke in his eye. But I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how high you get in mine. As long as you let me hit it. Look at that.
Fire that shit up, boy.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Let's get it, Unc. Shit, I'm smoking, goddammit. It's Friday. Are y'all prepared for the female fuckery? Then we about to get it, goddammit.
Provided the girlfriend experience. See, the girlfriend experience is what you provide after sex. It's the makes you want to be around her in the other rooms of the house. It's the looking at you. It's the kissing. It's the hugging. It's the caressing. It's not just the. And see, men have been providing you the boyfriend experience, and you haven't even given it a bottom line. Not only are you going to have to clear your balance on the coochie payments, you're going to have to provide the girlfriend experience, because if you don't, he'll just find another one that's out there waiting to come in. And ladies, make no mistake. Hey, Big Ed. I've talked to many of men. They're like, I got my list of women. I know who's coming back. And they think they're going to come back. And it ain't like there's a balance, dude. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. If you want us to extend you some more credit, what we're going to need you to do is this, like, how many of you people in credit repair?
You're gonna have to kick up some pussy payments. Some fucking pussy payments.
Oh my god!
Some pussy payments. You delinquent on them skins. Some pussy payments. Fix your credit right now. Thank you, Moo. Now, we got something live. A conscious community motherfucker update, right? Are we tuning in? All right, here we go. We're gonna go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's get it. Thank you. We're here at a live secret location, and we were waiting for young Pharaoh to come outside. We're waiting on him to come outside. And as soon as he comes outside, we're gonna give you this exclusive, okay? Thank you. When it comes through, make sure that you definitely hit us up here. All right, we're going to connect with Big Moo for some cerebral news right now. But hold up, we're going down and we tuning in, and this is what we got.
And the reason why I say stupidity is because any time that the black man, which is the father of your children, is the only provider of the children, You never slander the father of your child to some strangers. Why would you slander? Why would you minimize and criticize and verbally crucify the father of your blessings to individuals that's being a blessing to you? What do you mean by that, Sid? It's by his image and the teachings that young Pharaoh gives that he's able to take care of his children. So why would you get on here and just criticize this man? Her platform only is what it is because of young Pharaoh. She's only important because of young Pharaoh. We don't know who she is.
Oh yeah, we gonna break this shit down.
I just gotta keep it real. Without young Pharaoh, she'd just be another little bitch from Oakland. If it wasn't for young Pharaoh, she might just be on Fig doing it big for the pimping. Come on, watch out now. She got into this relationship with him, had kids, you know what I mean? And from what I heard, she was the one even begging for him. Now, it take two, you know, like we say, in the streets, they say it's all on a bitch. I told y'all, that's a lie. It's not all on a bitch. It's on you, nigga. Now, this don't eradicate the irrefutable fact that young Pharaoh's still supposed to be a man. But this is why I tell you that black women support foolishness. Because they knew that this nigga needed a father. They knew that this nigga basically had feminine ways. Mm. Now, shout out to everybody sending super chats in. Balance, man. Appreciate that, fam. Appreciate that, P. But not because he was acting gay, but young Pharaoh is feminine simply because he don't know how to conduct himself when talking to men. He was disrespectful to honorable men, and y'all supported that bullshit. Respectfully, you know what I mean? You don't have to be disrespectful. But he was calling everybody bitches. And black women was just popping their pussy and gyrating and percolating and twerking all in the comment section while this nigga was saying 2 + 2 = 5. And they was acting like he had came, like he was God in the flesh, like he was the Godhead in flesh, as if he had divine revelations. You know? And now all of a sudden, I don't know who you are, young Pharaoh. You used to be so humble, young Pharaoh. Now you're just so arrogant. No, he been arrogant. He just couldn't afford to be as arrogant as he is now. But, you know, because of y'all being stupid, you allowed a con artist to reap off the benefits of y'all being ignorant. And now the fraudulent, you know what I mean, has reaped off of you. And now that you see the true demon manifesting, you don't like it. Well, bitch, you supported that, goofball. So let's get into this damn video. Y'all get my likes up. Especially get my stuff. See, the video done already messed up. Putting his hand on me for no reason. No, bitch, I whooped your ass because you came up in my house sitting over there talking crazy. You understand me? You were sitting over there destroying my property. A bitch can come in a nigga house, destroy his property, disrespect him, smack the shit out of him in front of his mother, call his mother a punk ass bitch, and these bitches will still say, don't put your hand on a woman. Don't put your hand on a woman. Don't put your... And you know what's so cold? Even with that domestic violence case that got dropped, that I never got convicted for, the bitch that they seen in the video, that's the same bitch that tried to bail me out of jail, dropped the motherfucking case. I never even put my hands on that bitch. So I know that bitches lie. I know that when bitches get into their feelings and shit, you understand me, that they will tell a motherfucking lie, you know what I mean, just because they in their motherfucking feelings and shit. I know how these bitches play. That's that I'm putting a nigga in jail face. That's that I'm putting a nigga in jail tonight face, man. This shit crazy. Come on, we ain't even 5 seconds in the video, man. The bitches want to put a nigga in jail. She gonna probably put me in jail after this video. Come on.
After him putting his hands on me for no fucking reason because I wanted to get my stuff.
The baby even looking like, mom, you being a punk ass bitch right now. You know that's my daddy. You don't make enough money to support us. Why is you doing that? You understand me? On social media. You know you broke, mama. Why is you doing this? Come on.
Who's battling anything? So what are you talking about? Stop telling this little girl my business. Because the police are coming.
You telling them not to tell the girl to tell none of your business, but you live on YouTube. You probably live on Instagram and other apps and all of that shit now. They know how to go live on all of the apps all at one time. Come on.
That's why. Okay, no, because I called them. So what are you talking about? And I bet you didn't call and tell them how you fucking just dragged me, how you just kicked me in my head, how you just slapped me, how you just punched me, and everything the fuck else.
See, when bitches be in their feelings, they don't even make sense. I bet you ain't tell the police how you just shot me, how you just threw a bomb at me, how you just kicked me off a fucking building, how you just took a knife and stabbed me, how you kicked me down the motherfucking stairs, how you sit up there and killed me, resurrect me, and killed me again, resurrect me, and killed me again. Bet you didn't tell the police that. Just, and they think they got gifts. No, bitch, you don't have the gift of exhortation. You got the gift of exaggeration. Bitches just be exact. I bet you didn't tell the police. I bet you didn't tell the police how you hit me in my eye, how you knocked me the fuck out, how you hit me in my nose, how you dragged me down by my hair. I bet you didn't tell the police how you knocked. See, when the police come, them bitches be ready to preach. They be ready to preach like a motherfucker. Bet you didn't tell the police how you whooped my ass. I bet you didn't tell the police how you beat my ass all up and down the motherfucking street. Yeah. I bet you didn't tell the motherfucking police. Uh-huh. I mean, come on now. You know, bitch ready to preach. Come on.
And call him that. I bet you didn't tell him that you put your hands on the baby, that you hit the fucking baby. I bet you didn't tell him that.
Brittany. So now he hit his baby. Look how dumb this shit sound. He hit the baby. The baby don't got one mark. Young Pharaoh over there being a kickboxer, and you want me to believe that he put his hands on you like the way that you say that you he put his hands on you? Come on, man. You know, Young Pharaoh, so you mean to tell me Young Pharaoh just been listening to Sugar Free? He was listening to Sugar Free, allergic to bullshit, sat up there and just got up and just whooped your ass and then said, you know what? You probably gonna grow up to be on your mama's side. I'm beating your ass too. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, you my baby and everything, but you might grow up to be on your mama's side. So I'm just gonna get this shit up out the way now. I'm just gonna beat your ass in advance. I'm gonna just beat your ass by faith. He gave a by faith ass whooping. Come on. You know, with the freestyle, with the lies right now, she thinking of, you know what I mean, some more motherfucking lies to tell. Come on. You said she cute though? Yeah, she do got beautiful skin. You right, she is cute. That's exactly why I know she lying about, you know what I mean, whooping her ass. Like, damn, bitch, he whooped your ass and you still looking cute? Come on. And I have a problem with that. But you don't. Come on.
Crazy. Like, honestly, I would have never dropped my kids off. I swear. Like, I literally just got done giving somebody a bomb-ass fucking massage. And I got to...
A bomb-ass massage.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Let's get it. Let's get it. Don't lie.
Boy, I tell you about these bitches, boy.
No, I tell
she
you.
She just got through giving that damn... Now, before she got... She said she got her ass whooped. But before she got her ass whooped, she just got through giving a bomb-ass massage. Like, she didn't even expect all of this feet to her face. She didn't even expect, you know what I mean, the Sugar Ray Robinson cheeseburger with the Sugar Ray Leonard fries. You know what I mean? Because she had just got through giving a bomb-ass massage. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, boy, these bitches is, boy, Eddie Murphy said another professor, boy, y'all go too far with the comedy. Come on. That's all I'm saying. And this nigga making more, way more legal money, you know, within a month than I am. So I know he feel like he don't need you. He feels like you're replaceable. And the truth is, you are.
And the understanding of him, but he's literally a fucking crazy.
Even the baby in the back like, mama, get your lie together.
Crazy. It's crazy to me. And when I go get on the phone, I'm gonna make sure all my shit gets backed up and I'm releasing everything that I have on him.
I'm releasing everything that I have on him. Why? Because I'm angry. I'm upset. You know what I mean? I got two kids now. And Young Pharaoh still got the money, still in shape, still young. He could still go get with another bitch and he could do the same thing that he did with you. You know what I mean? That's what y'all be feeling and realize. Like, yeah, you got them kids and everything, but, you know, bitch, I can go have kids with somebody else. You know what I mean? And take care of my kids with you from a distance. I don't need you in my life. Bitch, you better act right when you come in my presence. And I'm not talking God shit. That's your problem. That's sad when a man talking about respecting manhood, you want to compare him to God. No, bitch, I'm talking man shit right now. When you come in my house, respect my company. Black, white, Asian, whoever the fuck I got in my house. Bitch, I'm in my house. You know, but you haven't been taught structure. You haven't been taught, you know, and it's just evident. Come on.
Talking about, and he's trying to make this whole thing like, oh, you're not allowed in my house because you called the nanny a cracker. Like, do anybody know who Young Pharaoh is? Does anybody know? He made his whole fucking career on being fucking cracker this, cracker that, blah, 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 blah. Like, what are you talking?
Sorry, Sid, you my homie, right? Becky was sucking on that dick. I'll just keep it a buck. Listen to the whole.
You supported that. You liked that. Y'all like when Young Pharaoh was calling, Black, you know, white God. People, you know, crackers and clowns and the devil and all of that. You know, you like when Young Pharaoh was saying that white people are not even real people. You like that shit. You was attracted to that shit. You know? Yeah. I remember. She not lying. I remember. The baby like, mama, you do lying or you still freestyle lying? What's going on?
Huh.
I'm hungry.
Literally hitting me while I got my whole baby in my hand. Like a fucking crazy ass person. Like, hitting the baby at all, like...
Your crocodile tears.
What the fuck is your problem? Like, that's crazy. Like, how do you have no... Like, okay, fuck me. Like, your kid is literally in my hand, and you're putting your hands on me. That's crazy to me. Like, you can't do that.
Mom, y'all gotta make sure the comments
like, all I
is showing.
Like, I don't understand. But I gotta apologize in order to get my stuff from the house. Like, I'm not trying to kick it with you. I'm not trying to do none of that. Like, I'm literally just trying to get my stuff.
Yeah, really. That's bullshit.
You did not try to come get your stuff. You came in there upset, and he was telling you to lower your voice, and I already knew you came in there hollering and screaming. And you was in there throwing shit. Because you knew it was your woman intuition. You knew this Pharaoh up in there sitting over there fucking that white girl, and you don't like it. All that shit that he said about white people, and that white bitch sitting over there riding the shit out of his dick and got him filing for sperm bankruptcy around that motherfucker, and you don't like it. He was cracking this and cracking that, and that motherfucker cracking sitting over there wearing the shit out of Young Pharaoh, and you don't like it. You got two motherfucking kids. You got double chin now. Mm. See, when you first got with him, you was thinner. You didn't have double chin. Mm. You got double chin on your way to the third chin. Mm. And that white girl over there just riding the shit out of Young Pharaoh's dick, just having a good old time, and you don't like it.
That's what it's all about.
God damn!
Honest community. Is it our run that most of these guys, that's these gurus, they come out of prison,
facts,
and the next thing you know, they are nobodies, and then overnight, they're YouTube sensations.
Facts.
They got millions of followers. Is it me, or are these people working for Counterpro Intelligence?
Oh,
hint,
man.
Hint, wink, wink. I'm just saying, brother. You do the research, brother. I've done the research. These guys come out of prison, and they got super channels. Ah!
That makes
sense. Yeah, one minute they broke. You know, they broke. I got this for sinful to pee. They broke, they humbled kind of, and then they for the black community. The next minute, they got on Louis Vuitton and Gucci and chains and Lamborghinis and all bunch of strippers and prostitutes, man, and they YouTube sensations overnight. Sounds funny to me.
That bitch is crazy. 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 That bitch is crazy.
Man. I didn't know all that shit. That bitch needs some fucking help.
That bitch needs some fucking help. That bitch needs some fucking help. That bitch needs some fucking help. The bitch needs some fucking help. The bitch needs some fucking help. Fucking niggas on the tour bus and getting caught up. Damn. Woo! Good shit, nigga. Back to the motherfucking Chronicles.
Notice she said
whatever, that. Yachts, plane tickets,
escort.
Whatever.
So
and you
have
an agreement and you don't mind giving. I'm repaying. Thank you for your gifts. I'm going to give you what I have to give.
Before we get started, if it's your first time listening. Hey, Breeze, I'm going to use your shit. Right. If it's your first time listening to the Wingman Chronicles, me and the homies, we gonna act a motherfucking fool. I advise you strongly to light up a fat ass blunt, kick back, relax, and enjoy the ride to the far side. Okay, all right. Matter of fact, we gonna light up together. Come on, come on. If you do over here. But to my day waters, my YouTube family, co-workers and friends, you know we about to drop Ignorance at its motherfucking finest. Delivering it like dominoes because your motherfucking mama knows that there's a war going on outside between real niggas and these 304s. And ladies, don't get offended this shit. Don't get offended, please don't. Right? When I talk about hoes, I ain't just talking about the ladies. I'm talking about some of you hoe-ass niggas. And speaking of hoe-ass niggas, me and the Breezer was talking, and the conversation went like this.
Niggas is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man.
Alright. You know how niggas be biting and shit. Niggas be biting mad styles and shit for niggas, man.
Yeah.
So I be hating, man. I can't stand a fucking biting ass nigga when you use your lines all ahead of time before you even get a chance to shine on your own shit.
So you know what I'm saying? Niggas be killing me though, son, because you know, they be coming with your words and shit. They hear you say one word, then here they come with the word, trying to flip it and bounce it and shit on some bullshit. Mm. Not sounding right, first of all, and shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Boom, but then you got bad enough, nigga. I don't want nobody sound like nobody for my clan, man. Keep it real, get your own shit, man, and be original. That's all, man. And you gonna come out your own way. Whatever how you gonna take it, man. Fuck it.
Man, just pay homage, nigga. Just pay homage. You know, just pay homage, nigga. Pay homage to the niggas that, nigga, poured water on the sea and let you sprout up, man. Pay homage, man. Pay motherfucker homage, nigga. That was me and my nigga the Breezer, my co-host, right? That was our conversation, right? All right, y'all ready? Nigga, it's motherfucking Friday, nigga. I got a good one and shit. Y'all gonna enjoy this shit. It's gonna be comedy all around this motherfucker. You ready to laugh? I want you to listen to me while you at the workplace. Let's get it, goddammit. We ain't fucking around.
Yeah, fam.
It's Friday, nigga.
That's perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
That's what I want you to do right now, goddammit.
Why don't you come on and sit next to your auntie?
Nah, fuck auntie. Give her this dick. Shit, what y'all smoking on? Right? Sativa? In the cookie? High bread, got the eyes red. You're on straight gas, no brakes.
Would you like some wine?
Wax, crumble, all that shit. Now, when you're listening to the Wing Man Chronicles, you can't come over here with that strizzle.
That's
right.
Now, I know we don't let you smoke in here.
Why, Unc?
But I'm your Uncle Elroy.
Word.
I don't give a damn how you get in mine.
As long as you let me hit it, goddammit.
Look at that.
Wait, hold on. I look at that. I see that, Unc, but you know, pandemic's still cracking. We can't be hitting each other blunts, goddammit.
Fire this shit up,
bro. It's already lit,
I'm about
bitch.
To show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Let's get it. Let's just go. My weed better than yours, nigga. The Weed Man Chronicles. Let's get it. Your ass entertained?
Baby?
I know y'all.
Oh.
Smoking, goddammit.
It's the bomb, man.
The bomb, man. We got the Friday motherfucking goddamn freestyle. Let's get it, goddammit. Yo. Apocalypse now, I'm about to drop some style like Tao, nigga, go X-Files. Upside down smile, see me in the shopping market, goddamn aisle. Ooh, child, things are getting easier. That's my nigga Breeze. I get on it, hands touch and freeze. I flow with ease, it flow like a fucking stream. Nigga, like coffee, mate, I'ma get that cream. You lean like your handicap blast on your fast rap. Nigga, there's no way in hell you can dare fuck with that. I'm off the mat like I'm Cactus Jack. Boomerangs, I throw on my eyes, and they come back like Cadillacs to be gliding off Isleys. MK, nigga, I'm shifty and I'm grimy. Got my shit when I'm off that chronic. Right there, yeah, it ain't hooked on phonics. I keep my head shaved, nigga, rockin' that onyx. Looking like onyx, but yo, you can't pawn it. I co-sign it with the rhyming. Throw my light on and go all up in my mind until I dig the coochie out and I've been looking for some diamonds, nigga, shining like Jack Nick. The word sick when I use that bit. It's on point like Ice Dick, nigga. You know you can't even fuck with this shit. Come on now, I move styles, nigga. The beef of these damn words, they can move cows, nigga. They be hurting for certain, and I pull just like a curtain, nigga. I fold you like goddamn crepes. We can pull the drapes. I've been busting on basement tapes, nigga. Shaking earthquakes and bass right there. Light air inhaling, nigga. Candyman hooking, see Ellen in the fucking mirror. Ain't a nigga I fear her. Get a sample, get yanked when you don't want to clear her. I got the flow you can't hear her. Quasimodo, Hunchback, don't. Slack, nigga rollin' four low, nigga. It ain't a damn wizard at all. So I pull niggas like some terror on cars. Shit be bizarre. That nigga be flowing hard. He's like a replica of the fucking arm. A repertoire, a blah blah. Well, let you watch a car. You be seeing these niggas over here posing like rap stars, unstrapping bars and slapping dick to these bitches raw. Never go header, but he your head, he your heaving. Right there, to the bottom of the coast, seek and slap your hand, bitch. You can't touch it while you reaching. Cause I'm deep in, spitting Clorox bleaching. To your face, to your database. Rhymes I don't waste, melt your face like toxic waste. Come over the place, nigga, block a guard loss. Niggas love MK like what? Hot sauce. Debbie going on chicken, finger lipping, ranch dressing, and I'm dipping, never skipping, never ever catch me slipping, nigga. I throw in the clipping and get the mic ripping. No problem, cry, but I go rob, get a turn on your bitch just like a doorknob. Fair heart throb, it's in a damn chest. I'm aqua, damn fresh, the flow is like best, and yeah, I be blessing, hell yes. Leaving he a mess, yes, that's a bloody mess, nigga, that he wanna test like CTBS, nigga. Your TB, tuberculosis, hit your ass so hard, your eyes go out of focus, they come back into focus, today's up in the locus, and I hold this. Give me pen, write legislature, know some damn dope shit, that'll have you overdose, bitch. The sounds of Los Angeles. We your neighbor, you know, I gave my neighbor some bomb, you know, look. That's how she's feeling right now. Straight Los Angeles. It don't get no more Los Angeles this. Y'all niggas talking about y'all be broadcasting live from Los Angeles. No. Nigga, this is Los Angeles. She ain't gotta ask her neighbor because I already laced her up. You know what? Shouts out to the crew. Big Moo. Cool Ass Al. D Nasty. And the older we get, the smaller our circles get, huh? And I'll tell you, man, my weed better than yours. Just listen, that's my weed active. Make you feel good. You know she feeling good. The Weed Man Chronicles, nigga. Let's get it. That phone, that car, extra money. How you think she got that shit? You make me smile with my heart. Gave up a little quick pussy. Just like that. Crazy. Get your money's worth. Come on. Pac said, Mama said, don't stop till you get a nut. And that's the main reason why when women have 10 niggas, only two niggas fucking, cause they beating that shit up like that. Pussy be hurting, pussy be so. Yeah, I'm one of those type niggas. I told you I'm one of those type niggas. Now, when you fucking them big bitches, you already know it's a little difference and shit. It's a little... You gotta fuck up furniture. You gotta move that shit around. Some motherfucking work. Shouts out to the Breezer, man. Shouts out to my road dog and my road dog. Got the Rona, man. My road dog, man. Got the Rona, man. And I said to him, I said, hey, nigga. Good. That nigga was smoking weed, so that told me right there, he good. He good. That's cool. Shit. Now, we already know the COVID-19 is not to be fucked with. Wear your motherfucking mask, wash your hands, and practice social distance. God damn it, it can be you. All right. Don't tuck it in, goddammit.
Brad. Thanks for the bike. But you got my 40, homie.
But you got my 40.
I thought you had
200
out. I do. But I want to spend red money.
God damn.
I'm broke. Give it up, Brad.
Come on, Debo. Starly
mouth. Well, you got my 40, homie. I don't have nothing. Yeah, you got something.
But you got about 40, homie.
Why you tripping, Debo? Shut up, or I'll knock your ass out.
Oh, man, that's messed up. Won't you give him back his chain?
Damn. What chain?
Yeah, what chain?
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
Debo.
Man,
I'm high. That nigga
man,
said I'm high.
Up, man, if it was y'all, I would've helped y'all.
What about the time you tried to choke me and smoke backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, that was different.
Man, that's jumpy.
Sit your ass down.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet. But when he leave, I be talking again.
You know, my grandma always gave me that chain.
Oh. Only on people he know. He'll be pulling that shit on them fools around the corner.
Yep. You just gotta read their body language. And if their body language is telling me they don't believe shit that I'm saying.
Wait. Well, you wanted to go?
Yeah, keep going. I'm wasting my breath for telling my side of the story.
But what you mean body language? Who are you talking about? Like body language and who's you telling? You know, that don't make no sense and shit. It's like, I know you ain't saying about my body language. Yeah, my body language is about to beat your ass, body language, right?
It's just funny how his co-host don't know the real shit. His co-host only know his side. Nigga.
So they told me that they was watching. He was like, yeah, this is that video that I did for this bitch ass nigga. And that nigga started blowing up and shit. Nigga need to pay homage. Like, you know, that type of view. Because at the bottom of it, I'm like, why it wasn't none of my recent shit?
Exactly.
Why did you comb and dig?
You went through
all the videos just to get to that video that he did to send a motherfucking message. The message is loud and clear. I was like, I got it. Y'all been talking. Y'all been talking. You didn't just see that.
Them some smart dumb niggas.
Oh, yes, they are.
Smart dumb niggas. That's what they are.
Now, you read that text message, nigga.
Decipher.
Thank you, nigga. Ain't that some illiteracy and shit? Yeah, like,
nigga, not. I mean,
nigga, that's just that one. It's like five more of them and shit.
But you know what? That nigga kind of talk like that too. Cino kind of talk like that too.
I couldn't understand that shit.
You go back and look at a lot of Cino messages, nigga. When he send us, nigga, NB. The way he be wording this shit, it's like, you know what he's trying to say, but it's the way he's saying it and he's spelling the shit. It's like, nigga, can you spell?
Nigga, I know his brother can't, nigga. I don't know what the fuck that. I'll be off on. Okay, that's a threat.
It's kind of hard to take a nigga seriously when you can't even understand what he's trying to say.
Thank you, nigga. Thank you, nigga.
I can't take you seriously, nigga. I can't even read what you're saying, nigga.
Hey, nigga, we got beef. But nigga, you need to work on your goddamn grammar, nigga. That's what I told that nigga. I was like, nigga, when you threaten me, nigga, work on your goddamn grammar, nigga.